Dr. Pinsky dictating the mail. I am Ian Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Brown. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Brown as described in my report of 9/21/17. Pretty is now a 43-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 9/30/2015. Pretty, on that occasion, he tripped and fell from a tractor onto his back. Pretty believes he injured his back and neck and went to a virtual emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Pretty did undergo L4-5 spinal fusion in August 2016. Pretty indicates he completed a course of active treatment in October 2022. Period. Ending paragraph. I will now focus on his subsequent treatment after my evaluation of 2018. He did receive an order approving settlement on 2/20/18 to be inserted. That's marked. Period. New paragraph on 12/1/17. He was seen at Crozer Chester Medical Center emergency room after being involved in a motor vehicle accident that day. Period. He reported being an unrestrained passenger in this accident. Pretty was mildly intoxicated in the emergency department. Pretty complained of a headache, neck pain, lower back pain, left hand and wrist pain. Pretty reported a history of chronic lower back pain, status post L4-5 fusion, for which he takes gabapentin and naproxen. Pretty's current pain was similar but worse. Period. He underwent various x-rays and CAT scans to be inserted here. Period. He was diagnosed with myalgia, status post motor vehicle accident, and low back pain. Pretty was discharged home, ambulated without assistance, and was to follow up with his orthopedic and pain specialist in 3 days. Period. New paragraph. You have also advised me that on 12/13/18, he was involved in another motor vehicle accident, but no treatment was needed. Period. New paragraph. On 8/2/19, he slipped and fell and again was seen at Crozer Chester Emergency Room. Scratched at Crozer Chester Family Physicians. Paired Dr. Marches, M-A-R-C-H-E-S-E. Learned he had back pain and depression after a recent fall on 8/2/19 at the Christiana Mall. Paired his neck pain and sciatic pain had since returned. Pretty was doing aquatic therapy on his own at his apartment pool 3 times per week, which was helping. Pretty had not seen a pain management doctor due to insurance issues. Pretty also complained of anxiety and depression. Pretty was seeing a psychologist every 2 to 3 weeks, which helped. Paired Dr. Marchese diagnosed chronic low back pain and depression. Pretty encouraged the petitioner to continue his aquatic therapy, follow up with pain management once his insurance was in place. Period. New paragraph. On 8/3/20, Mr. Brown was seen at Taylor Hospital Emergency Department after a motor vehicle accident in which he was the restrained driver. Pretty swerved to avoid hitting a deer and then hit a pole. Pretty did not have loss of consciousness. Pretty self-extricated. Period. He tried using Tylenol and medical marijuana with minimal relief. Pretty states he felt well prior to the accident. Pretty currently had complaints of neck, lower back, and left chest soreness that gradually increased over time. Pretty also complained of lower back pain that radiated behind his left leg without numbness or weakness. Pretty was seen ambulating in the emergency department without difficulty. Pretty did undergo chest films that were negative. Pretty Mr. Brown was diagnosed with back pain and neck pain, for which he was given Motrin and a lidoderm patch. Pretty was advised to follow up with his primary care physician in 1 week. Period. New paragraph. I was previously in receipt of progress notes from Dr. Kirshner through 8/25/21. Period. have now been provided with subsequent notes, such as on 12/2/21, when he had a one-time evaluation for his back and leg pain rated at 9/10. Period. The lower back pain was across his back, going up to his mid-back area, irradiating to his hips and buttocks and down his bilateral legs posteriorly, on the left worse than the right. Period. He also had numbness, tingling, and weakness of his legs bilaterally. Period. Upon physical exam, he was tendered a palpation in the neck and back. Period. Dr. Kirshner noted he had been in a motor vehicle accident in 2017 and then had a slip and fall accident in 2019. Period. He did have increased pain afterwards, but then he returned to baseline. Period. He also had another motor vehicle accident in 2020 that increased his neck and back pain, but he returned to baseline. Period. He had x-rays at Taylor Hospital emergency room. Period. He recently had additional diagnostic studies. Period. These included a lumbar x-ray of 10/12/21 that showed evidence of spinal fusion at L4-5 with bilateral pedicle screws and rods, comma, as well as an interbody cage at L4-5. Period. It appeared that the right L5 pedicle screw was disconnected from the screw head, and there appeared to be a fracture in the posterior aspect of the left L5 pedicle screw. Period. The interbody cage at L4-5 was in good position without evidence of subsidence, SCBSIDENCE. Period. In the paragraph, he also reviewed the CAT scan of the lumbar spine from 10/12/21 that showed hardware at L4 and L5 with interbody cage. Period. The left L5 screw had a fracture at the top of the pedicle. Period. The right L5 screw was disconnected from the screw head. Scratch that. Nope. I'll continue where I left off. CAT scan was done on 10/12/21, showing hardware at L4 and L5 with interbody cage. Period. The left L5 screw had a fracture at the top of the pedicle. Period. The right L5 screw was disconnected from the screw head. Period. The interbody cages were in good position without evidence of displacement. Period. The remaining lumbar spine images on those films were within normal limits. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Brown also underwent a lumbar MRI on 10/28/21, showing good preservation of its lower data curve. Period. There were bilateral pedicle screws and rods at L4 and L5, causing some artifact in that region. Period. There was an interbody cage device at L4-5, also causing some local artifact. Period. There was no evidence of spinal stenosis at L4-5. Period. At L5-S1, there was a small central disc protrusion without evidence of spinal stenosis. Period. The remaining disc levels were within normal limits. Period. Dr. Kirshner diagnosed him with cervicalgia, comma, lumbago, comma, and status post decompression and fusion done on 8/29/16. Period. He recommended electrodiagnostic testing of the lower extremities. Period. He cleared Mr. Brown to work in a modified duty capacity per his functional capacity exam. Period. New paragraph. On 2/2/22, he had an EMG of the lower extremities, revealing evidence of chronic L5-S1 radiculopathy on the left greater than the right. Period. Dr. Kirshner reviewed these results with him on 4/15/22. Period. He then recommended pain management for a possible epidural steroid injection in the lumbar spine, but no surgery. Period. New paragraph. He then had a need for treatment evaluation with pain specialist Dr. Kwan. Period. He learned of the petitioner's work injury and course of treatment. Period. He admitted to motor vehicle accident in 2016 and a slip and fall injury in 2019. Period. He also suffered from obesity, comma, hypertension, comma, thyroid mass. Period. Pain disability index indicated he felt 100% disabled for family and home responsibilities, comma, recreation, comma, social activities, comma, occupational, comma, sexual activity, and life support. Period. In the short form, McGill pain questionnaire, his total score was 40, which is significantly elevated with scores greater than 30, consistent with symptom exaggeration or magnification. Compared to the visual analog scale, his pain was rated 9.5/10, and on the pain intensity scale, his pain was rated at 5/5, which was excruciating. He commented on the epidural injection suggested by Dr. Kirshner, but he did not feel this would provide significant reduction in pain. He thought Mr. Brown's pain was emanating from the lumbar facets based upon his clinical exam. Accordingly, he recommended injections of that type. It does not appear that these injections were administered. On 8/19/22, Dr. Kwan deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement and could return to work as defined by his functional capacity evaluation. New paragraph. He did undergo this FCE on 2/28/17. It found... I'm still looking for the summary, but I'll be back. They determined he was capable of working 6 hours per day on a 5-day-per-week basis. He would be limited from waist to floor lifting of 30 pounds, waist to shoulder material handling of 25 pounds, wrist to overhead 20 pounds, and by manual carrying 20 pounds. His effort was deemed to be consistent and are indicative of the individual's perceived maximal or best effort. New paragraph, and underline this. This will have to be put back where it falls chronologically. On 3/26/19, he was seen by Dr. Parks, P-A-R-K-E-S, at Crozer Chester Family Physicians. She noted his numerous medical problems that included gout with his last flare in October 2017. He also suffered from hypertension, depression, and erectile dysfunction. He was treated frequently in this practice over the ensuing months and years. This continued through 8/12/22, when his diagnoses were abdominal pain, acute left knee pain. Now we'll go to physical exam. Extremities upper, normal, extremities lower. Motion of the right knee was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Most of the knees, hips, and ankles was otherwise full and all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Deep tenor reflexes were 1+ at the patella bilateral and 2+ at the Achilles. Manual muscle testing was 4/5 for right plantar flexor strength and 5/5 for left plantar flexor strength. Pair strength was otherwise full at 5/5 throughout the remaining muscle groups of the lower extremities. The rest of that is normal, spine, cervical. Active flexion and extension were full to 15 and 60 degrees respectively. Left rotation was 65 degrees, left side bending 10 degrees, and right side bending 15 degrees. Right rotation was full to 80 degrees. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic is normal, lumbosacral. He was able to stand on his heels and toes, changed position slowly, and could squat to 60 degrees and rise. Paired inspection revealed a pair of paramedian longitudinal scars measuring 1.5 inches in length each. He sat at 90 degrees comfortably, but actively flexed to 35 degrees, complaining of pulling in his back. Extension bilateral rotation and side band were accomplished fully without discomfort. He was tender to palpation along the waistline and the paravertebral musculature, more proximal to the spine. But he was also tender in the midline from L2 through L5, and the right sciatic notch, but not the left. Period. Supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 85 degrees and left at 75 degrees. He elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Here, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Insert what is marked from my prior report, as well as the following. Since seen here in 2017, Mr. Brown had additional testing and treatment as enumerated above. Period. He underwent serial diagnostic studies of the lumbar spine in particular. Period. This included a lumbar MRI from 5/24/16 to be inserted here. Parentheses, I noticed this is actually before I saw him, but we did not have its report. It is also evident Mr. Brown was involved in subsequent injuries. Period. One of these was a motor vehicle accident, and the other was a slip and fall. Period. He was seen at the emergency room and had numerous diagnostic studies done. Period. He then reported his symptoms had returned to baseline. Pretty sure Dr. Kirshner through 8/25/21 and released him at maximum medical improvement within the FCE parameters. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found variable but decreased range of motion at the lumbar spine. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers did not elicit radicular complaints below the knees. Period. He did have tenderness in the lumbar spine in the absence of spasm. Period. He had mildly decreased range of motion about the cervical spine, but his Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. He did not require a handheld assisted device for ambulation. Period. New paragraph. My opinions on permanency will be inserted from my prior report right here. And that'll be the end.